Hi there, Christopher Harrison, Senior Program Manager, Microsoft Cloud and AI. Let's see how we can work with dates through a demo inside of JavaScript. So here is my little IDE. Of course, it's empty. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to say const now equals new date, just like that. And then let's just go ahead and do a console log and then now to go ahead and print that out. So if I go ahead and I say node my dates.js, what you're going to notice is it's going to give us this standardized time where it's going to tell us the year, month, and day. And then it's going to give us the time here, and it's going to be offset from UTC. So that's why it currently says 2300 here. It's actually 4 o'clock. So if you do some real quick math, I'm in the Pacific time zone, that would lead you to that, that 2300 there. Now, one thing that's worth noting is the fact that we can always go in and manipulate the date or, you know, specify a date that we might want. So I could say something like const win 95 launch equals new date. And then it's going to show us that we've got, you know, a few different overloads that we can take advantage of here. So I'm going to specify the day as 1995. I'm going to specify the month as August. And remember that that's going to be 7. And then I'm going to specify the day as 24. And then let's go ahead and print that out. Win 95 launch, just like that. And now let's just go ahead and run this. And now what you're going to notice is that it gives me that 1995 8, because again, August, our counting on months is going to start with 0, and then 24, just like that. It's going to set the time to midnight. Again, remember the fact that it's always going to be based off of UTC. Now I am presently UTC plus 7, or minus 7 here. So that's why it's showing you that 7 a.m. It's actually going to be midnight. Now, if you want to play around with the date. So let's say const demo date, very creative with my names, equals new date. I can demo date dot and then start setting really any individual component that I might want on this. So I can set the date, I can set the hours, I can set the month, whatever it is that I might want. So if I want to maybe change the month to be January, so again, that's going to be 0, and then I go ahead and say console.log my demo date, and now let's go ahead and just rerun that. Cool, and it's going to be this first one here. Now what you're going to notice right there, that 01, that is going to be the month that I set it to. Now, it's also worth highlighting the fact that we can go get individual. Let me just move all of this down here. That we can always get individual components as well. So I could maybe do something like this where I say console.log, such a wonderful toy, and then I can say maybe day of week, and then like this, use the cool little string formatting that's available, and then I could say my demo date.get day, let's say. And what this is going to give us is starting with 0, it's going to give us the day of the week. So 0 would be Sunday, 1 would be Monday, and then the 2 here would indicate Tuesday. And so whatever component it is that that you might want, so maybe I could say the date. So this would actually be the calendar date. I could go in and say get date, just like that. Save, rerun that, and now what you're gonna notice is that date of 21. Cool. Now, granted, there obviously is a lot more available to you when it comes to working with dates inside of JavaScript. The goal here was to show off some of like the more kind of common core things that you might want to work with a date. But if you check out the supporting materials, check out the docs, you're going to notice there's a lot more that you can play around with when it comes to dates inside of JavaScript. So hopefully that gave you the core. And then from here, you can continue to build.